off from New York on a Boeing 737-800 in normal Delta Transcon first class. And the seat was in a 2-2 configuration, and there would be one meal served on the flight. Okay, so we took off, and it was just, everything was going pretty normally, and I slept a little while, and Delta 737s we were on one that didn't have IFE, so they were playing like Big Hero 6 or something like that on the screen, and then an alarm started sounding. It was a very high-pitched alarm, and I think maybe it was like a smoke alarm. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but it was very strange, and it just went on for 15 minutes. And people were asking the flight attendants if everything was okay, and they were like, yeah, everything's okay. They're just walking around the cabin. Nothing strange is happening. Or so we thought. It was just like a false alarm. Then, 10 minutes later, we get an announcement that there is smoke coming from the back of the cabin, and that we're going to be having an emergency landing in somewhere. And I had no idea where we were landing. No one had any idea. They didn't really tell us anything. The cabin was filling up with smoke. Flight attendants were panicking. Just everything was going nuts. I was terrified. I thought, oh, are we going to be landing in the middle of nowhere on a field? Or what's going on? Is this a big emergency? And the flight attendant saw I was scared, and she gave me a Tic Tac. It just shows what kind of people work for Delta. And it was very stressful. And the whole cabin was going nuts. People were screaming, asking flight attendants what was going on. But finally, the captain told us that we would be landing in a place called Bismarck, North Dakota. Now, Bismarck is a tiny town in the capital of North Dakota. And I was extremely scared. I was extremely scared. And I thought that, I only see fields around here. Are we landing in these fields? What's going on? And they were talking about evacuating via slides. I was just scared to death. So we landed at this tiny airport. The runway felt uncomfortably short, and we used reverse thrust really hard, and then we just came to a halt. Now, as we were taxiing to the gate, the flight attendant said that the fire trucks would be here and that there was nothing to panic about. So the fire trucks came, and we went to a jet bridge as usual. Thankfully, we didn't have to evacuate via slide. And as we were walking off, I was one of the first ones off because we were in first class, so we got off first. And the airport was tiny. It literally consisted of a couple jet bridges, some regional jets, maybe ERJ-145s, and then just a big long room with seats in it. We were stuck in this airport for several hours, maybe 6 hours, and they gave us playing cards and snacks and other random stuff. And no one knew when we were going to be leaving. That was probably one of the craziest aviation experiences of my life. But finally, when I was actually supposed to, during our layover in Seattle, I was actually supposed to go to the Museum of Flight. And I ended up missing that visit because we had a 6-hour delay. Anyway, Delta rewarded us by giving us 10,000 sky miles. And I was actually supposed to continue on to Tokyo in economy. And it was going to be my first time flying Delta economy. I was super excited. More on that later. So we took off after 6 hours, and we landed in Bismarck, and everyone was Seattle, and everyone was super happy. I was bummed that I missed the history of flight. I don't know, I forgot what it was called. The museum, the Boeing Museum and Factory Tour. But the gate agent on the flight to Tokyo was super nice, and he offered me a free upgrade to Delta's old business class, so the reverse herringbone on the A330 to Tokyo. And I was I was excited to fly economy, but you can't really reject an upgrade when you get one, right? And he said, you know, I might get in trouble for this, but you deserve it. You were delayed for 6 hours. So that is how he flew to Tokyo in business class after having a 6-hour layover in Bismarck, North Dakota. See you next week, everyone.
Now, everyone.
everyone, just as a reminder before you leave, please make sure to check out my YouTube channel at Mile High TV on YouTube. Have a great week.